Hello and welcome to the Art of Living Minneapolis podcast. I am Jeetu Khatri. I work for Emery Prize as a software project lead. I have Birju along with me. Birju is a physicist at Mayo Clinic. He has been an IIT alumni. He has a PhD from Penn State University. And most importantly, his thesis laid foundation for a Nobel Prize winning theory of gravitational waves. Now that we have introduced ourselves, let's get started with today's topic. And the chances are that you are very much affected by it. And the topic is polar vortex.
Now this has been a cold season beyond our imagination. Even for hardcore Minnesotans, it has been a tough one. So we'll just have a quick chat about polar vortex. So Birju, do you want to get started?
Yeah, you know, Jeetu, when I was a kid, when I heard about this polar vortex, it brought up a lot of childhood memories. Mm-hmm. My father's uncle, he was a professor in a university, very well read.
Just to give context to our listeners, both of us are from Mumbai, India. Yeah, go ahead, Birju.
Yeah, so my father's uncle, mm-hmm. he was a professor, very, mm-hmm. very learned person. Mm-hmm. And he had read a lot of things, a lot of stories about explorers. And so I was like maybe 7 or 8 years old, and he used to tell me all these stories. Mm-hmm. And the stories were, you know, I don't remember the details of the story today, but I remember the passion with which the explorers would go. Mm-hmm. And in face of all the adversity, mm-hmm. they would somehow make it. And that it would be like it would come to the point of extinction of life and almost like, mm-hmm. you know, it's a life-threatening condition. And they had to muster everything they had, mm-hmm. all their courage, in order to survive in that weather. So right. when I heard about this, you know, this polar vortex, it was like people, there was an excitement. I mean, everybody, of course, there's a scare also, but there's also an excitement that mm-hmm. today, if you look at technology, mm-hmm. Things are not as, you know, I'm sitting here, there's nothing, we don't even know that there's a polar vortex outside. For the 5 minutes that we step out, we can feel some frost, but
it's not as
the impact of all this, the climate, external conditions on the body.
Correct.
Has been attained almost for most of the people, us who are fortunate to be inside.
There are
unfortunately there are people who don't have a roof over their head,
correct, and our heart goes out to those people, those who are
Yeah, I mean, even lack of heating in the house, you know, some people may not have the resources to heat it as much. And so our blessings go out to them and heart goes out to them.
Absolutely.
We wish them well. Everybody stay warm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the interesting thing is how well the external climate, uh-huh. the impact of external climate on our body uh-huh. has been tamed.
Yeah. Correct. You know, Birju, you brought up this point. So a few interesting thought came to my mind that the yogis in past had a very big fascination towards Himalayas. You know, we hear a lot of stories in India about yogis, if they wanted, maybe they wanted solitude or for some reason, there was a fascination with Himalayas and the snow-clad mm-hmm. mountains. And those conditions are not very much suitable for human survival. Rest of the India has a tropical weather, except the Himalayas, where it's there is extreme cold. So what is this fascination to do with colder climate and Himalayas?
You know, if you go out, for example, right now,
correct.
I don't recommend going out right now, but like
right.
when it gets a little warmer,
mm-hmm.
when if you just go out and stand in this cold weather, what
mm-hmm.
happens to the mind? You look out at the white snow, what happens? It's, of course, the cold is bitter, whatever it is, but
yeah.
nobody would deny the fascination of seeing the snow spread all over
Absolutely.
You.
Yeah.
Now,
it's beautiful. It got you.
And you know what? In Himalayas, like I mean, I was lucky to have the opportunity when I was like 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I went there exploring
oh.
to a place called Badrinath. I had a friend who lived there.
Oh, wow.
In the IIT, we met people from all over India. So one of the friends lived in the foothills of Himalayas. He said, why don't you come over with me? Come
uh-huh.
home. I said, I want to. I'm always fascinated with Himalayas.
Right.
He said, come, I will take you. And then I got the chance to go there. And, you know, when the sun shines in the
uh-huh.
valley,
uh-huh.
everything is snow-clad. The hills are snow-clad.
Mm-hmm.
And the orange glow, this was summer. Still, it was all Himalaya. Him means snow. Alay means home, abode.
Yeah.
So it was such a vibrant orange glow that came up.
Mm-hmm.
It was heavenly. It was like in the morning. It was like you were surrounded by light,
mm-hmm.
and yet it was not. The sun was nowhere to be seen.
Right.
If you know what I mean.
Right.
It was crazy. It's like how is this happening? You could not see the sun.
Mm-hmm.
But you could see, you know, just like we can see this whole thing, you can see the things, but we do not see the laws of what creates it. That remains hidden. The laws of nature by
mm-hmm.
which all of this has happened,
mm-hmm.
they remain elusive. We have some glimpse of it in some, to some degree,
uh-huh.
but the full and the intricate details of it remain hidden. So the fascination with Himalayas has to do with the purity of that place and the immersion in nature. Like you are immersed in nature.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that it is completely unlivable climates. You can live there, at least in the foothills and at least in the many of the places you can live there.
Yeah.
And another thing that happens is, you know, the body has.
I was wondering if any cold climate has any relationship to the mind. Like what I feel when I am in Minneapolis or in a cold weather, that your mind is more settled here. And it is easier to settle the mind. And like I meditate regularly. Somehow, like when it is snow-clad, everything is quiet outside, and when you sit for meditation, you have good experiences. Is there a connection to that?
Yeah, I mean the power of meditation
mm-hmm.
is to be able to transcend both heat and cold. So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna, says, "Look." What is a successful human being? What is a human being who has learned, who has attained
mm-hmm.
the ultimate understanding, wisdom of life? So he said, look, that person, one who is not ruffled by insults or adulations,
mm-hmm.
you know, adulations, nor is moved by cold or hot, heat.
Okay.
So the external climate affecting the human body
mm-hmm.
does not affect the internal apparatus, the mind, the intellect. That
mm-hmm.
is the sign of somebody who is established in equanimity. So we can have the polar vortex. We have mastered the technology for protecting the body.
Correct.
And the ironical thing is these people sitting in the Himalayas thousands of years ago, they did not have the technology to protect the human body.
Correct.
So they went the other route. They went from inside out. So they mastered the mind. They mastered the inner apparatus.
Okay. Interesting.
So the inner climate, yeah, if you can control the inner climate,
okay,
inner, you know, with the mind, then a lot, the outer things can become easier.
Sure, sure. And I guess that we can apply to, like, in today's world, maybe we have mastered, like, at least from the perspective of comforts, we are much, much, much more comfortable than we were even 10, 20 years ago. But our challenges have been, the outside challenges have been like technology, how we can move forward, and like everybody has challenges. So what you're saying that, like, if we are able to like maybe what should I say, control our mind, or maybe through some practice.
I mean, just like polar vortex came about, made us realize what precautions we had to take while going out. Okay, you had to cover yourself, this, that.
Yeah.
Like that, one precaution that we do not talk about often is about saving our own mind.
Right, right. That is so,
you know,
yeah, I agree 100% that we hardly do anything to save our mind from whatever influences happen to us, whether it's stress at work, relationships, any other issues, we are like, we take our mind for granted. We are very protective of our body,
you know,
but not for mind.
Yeah. You know, if you look at, for example, if you just turn on the news.
Correct.
Right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, what can you do to save your mind? Okay, you can say, I will not listen to news. Now, that is not a very practical thing.
Right.
You will turn on the news. You will hear the discussion. You will get into disagreements with people.
Correct.
And then what happens at that point? What do we do? When we get into a disagreement, when you get somebody says something which is absolutely ridiculous,
uh-huh,
it annoys us, irritates us, throws us off our balance. That is, to some in some ways, you can argue that that is even more dangerous than a polar vortex.
Right.
Because it's periodical.
Right.
It's everyday thing. If we don't learn how to do that, how to handle that, that's
uh-huh,
like not learning how to walk in ice.
Correct.
Or drive in ice. So then you cannot survive in an icy place.
Right.
So this, I mean, of course, nowadays people are much more aware and, you know, there is a lot more willingness
uh-huh
to learn about meditation.
Right.
And however, it's interesting, you know, it's like
uh-huh
you can't learn how to drive on ice from a book.
Correct.
You can't drive how to, you can't learn how to, you know, how to handle all these things necessarily
mm-hmm
just by an app.
Right.
You need the people, you need human beings who are experts, who have seen
mm-hmm
the weather. We have people around here in Minnesota
mm-hmm
who have been through such things and who know what is important. And of course, with nowadays with technology,
mm-hmm,
a lot of information is available.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you navigate the world of inner polar vortices?
Correct.
That is where you need human coaching, human help or support.
Correct.
And I have been fortunate, you know,
mm-hmm,
to have this support, to have teachers who devoted their time and effort and energy selflessly,
right,
to support my path, my journey,
right.
And you know, this Art of Living Foundation, how every person, like my first Silence program was
Mm-hmm.
in the Rishikesh, in the foothills of Himalayas. Now,
Right.
since you brought up,
Yeah.
and the mind, I think there are cold places everywhere.
Right.
I mean, it's not that all cold places necessarily will still the mind, but I think there is some charisma, there's some charm associated with Himalayas, where thousands of years of tradition of people who pursued these difficult endeavors of taming the mind, they having made this as a region. It's like if you want it to do IT or start an IT company, software company, you think of what? Bay Area, right? California.
Right,
So
right,
nowadays,
right.
so it, like that, that was the hotbed of people in that pursuit of, and also partly the reason is because when you meditate, there are practices which would generate a lot of heat in the body.
Oh.
The whole, the path of meditation, the path of sadhana, there are, if it is not done properly, it can cause imbalances. There are certain practices to be done in a certain way, in a controlled fashion, very clinically, very step by step.
Sure.
So that was an area, that was a place where both the guidance was available and the weather was such that it did not really be harmful in any way.
Okay.
I mean, you could easily tame the mind, and of course the nature was there,
Right. Yeah, I guess you brought an important point that we are always caring about like our bodies, the comfort of bodies, but the inner comforts we don't talk about, and the inner storms that we face every single day due to a variety of situations that happen in our life. It is important to learn techniques which help do that, like calm the inner storm and help us focus, help us stay comfortable inside. Like, however, like comfortable we can be outside, but if our mind is not happy, I guess those comforts will not be much fruitful. Like, if we want to attain the total well-being, it is important to do something, some techniques, some meditative techniques, some breathing techniques that can that can bring that inner comfort to us. I guess it was a great talk. I would like to remind our listeners that do follow us on our social media, on Facebook page, look for Art of Living Minnesota. You can find us on Meetup. You can find us on Twitter at the rate Sri Sri, SRISRI. With that, we provide a lot of resources and a lot of free events across Minneapolis. Many of them are free sessions. You can come and avail those sessions. Thank you so much, Birju, for that enlightening talk.
It's my pleasure. So stay warm, everybody. I mean, just to
Yeah.
remind everybody to stay warm, even if you meditate and even if you're an expert meditator, don't experiment.
Sure. Thank you. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye. Stay warm. Bye.